Greetings, Slidell. This is Bob Rouse, your host of the Grace Radio series Voices. This adventure in programming for Grace Radio focuses on the voices of our neighbors here in Slidell about matters of community interest. What's going on in the community? Our guest today is Alex Carolla. Alex is the Director of Cultural and Public Affairs for the City of Slidell. Alex, we're glad to have you here today.
It's a pleasure to be here, Bob. Thank you so much for having me.
Alex, it's good to talk to you again. There's so many good things happening, and October's the month.
It is festival season.
Festival season for sure. We got a bunch to talk to today, so if you're listening out there, pay attention. You might even get a pencil and paper, because Alex got a lot to tell us.
That's right.
What's the headline, Alex? What's going on?
Well, the City of Slidell, we're having our 16th annual Bayou Jam concert series. It kicks off in October. The first concert is October 1st.
Okay.
And that's going to be with Michael Soulman Baptiste and Real Soul. We also have a concert on October 15th with Flipside, and they're encouraging everybody to come out and have fun and wear your dancing shoes because they like to have a good time, and so I know there's going to be a lot of dancing in Heritage Park for that one.
Okay.
And, of course, on October 29th, we have our annual Halloween bash with Vince Vance and the Valiants.
All right.
And so, you know, we encourage ghouls and boys of all ages to come out in their Halloween costumes and have fun. You know, my kids have their Halloween costumes already. They want to wear them all the time.
There you go.
So you can only wear them one time. So this is another opportunity before Halloween to have the kids and the adults and everybody who wants to show off their Halloween costumes, they can come out and they can get more use than just that one night of trick-or-treating.
Awesome. Awesome. And all three events will be
in Heritage Park at 5:30. It's all Sundays. It's October 1st, October 15th, and October 29th. And they're free to the public. You know, it's a wonderful, great community event.
So it's a city-sponsored event.
It's a city-sponsored event, right. Our cultural season sponsors, we have wonderful sponsors who put money and give us donations. And without their support, we wouldn't be able to do all these wonderful events in the community.
I love it. The city has the idea. The city goes after it. Community supports it.
Absolutely.
So that the citizens can go out on three Sunday nights.
Right.
And enjoy the cooler temperatures. That's said with
fingers crossed.
Faith and fingers crossed. Enjoy the cooler temperatures, enjoy each other's company, and hear some great music.
Absolutely.
And we've been doing this for how many years?
This is the 16th year that we've done it.
That's just amazing. Well, thank you for your leadership in making that happen.
Oh, I'm just continuing what was put forward. 16 years ago, I believe, the first concert. You know, my mom was a secretary in my department a long time ago, and they were at the first Bayou Jam concert the first year they did it.
Uh-huh.
I think they had five people there.
Oh, my.
So over the years, it has grown from five people to almost 10,000 people for some of the concerts we've had in the park. So
really? Yeah. Really? So we want to encourage people to come out the 1st, the 15th, and the
29th for Vince Vance and the Valiants and the Halloween Bash.
Awesome. Well, that's enough. That seems like a lot to do. There can't be anything else going on. Can there, Alex?
Well, we want to party with a purpose. So with the Bayou Jam concerts,
okay,
it's amazing. It's almost like it's out of the Book of Revelations with all the horrible disasters that we've been having.
Yes, yes.
And Hurricane Harvey. You know, our communities and our neighbors in Southwest Louisiana were affected by Hurricane Harvey, and they're still affected. Some families still have water in the homes, and they haven't been able to get back in. And there's a lot of displaced people, a lot of displaced families. And, you know, with everything else that's going on, but, you know, those are fellow Louisianians. When our community hurts, we want to help. So what we've done, the City of Slidell has partnered with the United Way of Southeast Louisiana.
Okay.
And with their affiliates with the United Way of Southwest Louisiana. So what we want to do at the Bayou Jam concerts, we're going to encourage the public to come out and have a great time. But we want to have a donation drive to help our, you know, help our fellow families and community members out in Southwest Louisiana. So we partner with the United Way. The best way that our local community can help is to bring gift cards to big national stores. That way they can use them in other parts of the state. So, you know, like Walmarts, Targets, Lowe's, Home Depots, anything that people will be able to use, you know, we're going to try to get those gift cards. We are going to get those gift cards in the hands of families who need them. Of course, this disaster was almost a month ago. So as time progresses, needs change. At first, it was, you know, people were collecting clothes, they were collecting food, and trying to get immediate assistance to all those families who needed help.
Yes.
Well, as the month progresses, people are getting back in their homes, so needs change. So there's a big need for cleaning supplies. So if you want to do a gift card, that's great. That's the easiest way to help people. But if you want to donate something, We encourage people to go to local stores here in Swaddell to get a mop bucket and to fill it up with cleaning supplies. And if they want to bring that to the Bayou Jam concerts and donate it to the City of Swaddell and the United Way, we'll make sure that those cleaning supplies get into the hands of family members who need those right now, too.
Well, that's awesome. And 100%.
I mean, all the donations are going to go directly to the families in need. And, of course, we're working with the United Way. They do so many wonderful things in our community.
Yes, they do. And
throughout the state and the nation. So we're happy to partner with them. We've partnered for them with other efforts. And we want to help our fellow community members and our fellow Louisianians. And, you know, this is something that we can do and that we're asking the Swaddle citizens and citizens of St. Tierney Parish to come out, have a great time, but to also donate and to help those families in need.
Well, as you said, party with a purpose.
That's right.
And the purpose is helping our fellow citizens in Southwest Louisiana.
Right.
And 100% of what comes in goes directly to people in need. That's a pretty awesome offer.
Yeah, and the two biggest things that you can donate are the gift cards to the Walmarts and Targets and Lowe's and Home Depots and a mop bucket full of cleaning supplies. Those are the greatest needs right now. So we want to try to help our neighbors.
I love it. So we'd encourage everybody listening today to let's pull together. Let's have a good time. Let's be out there on the bayou listening to some great music. Let's bless the people in Southwest Louisiana.
Absolutely. And thank you to the United Way of Southeast Louisiana for helping us with this.
Amen. So. Amen. Well, thank you, Alex, for helping to make that happen. What else might be going on?
Oh, for the Bayou Jams, another thing we want to tell people to come out hungry, okay?
Hungry?
We have so many wonderful food vendors who are out there. They're out there for most of our events. So come with your appetites. Come ready to have a good time. Come ready to donate. But we have CC's Pizza. They have personal pizzas out there. They have snowballs and all kinds of wonderful, great foods. We have Old Town and Swaddle Main Street who attends. They have popcorn and other treats. Two of our newest vendors are Sabrina Sweetie. She has all kinds of great treats that the kids like. And I know she's going to have caramel-covered apples and all kinds of great fall treats. And Old Town Eats School Bus, the school bus food truck.
They're out there. They have
wonderful food. So bring your appetites and enjoy all the great selections from our vendors.
So, well, that's great. That's great. This thing keeps getting bigger and bigger. The more we talk about it, the more there's to talk about.
It made me hungry, right?
Yeah, I'm with you.
But, you know, the Bayou Jams, that's only a few of the events that are happening in Swaddell.
Oh, okay.
So like we said earlier, October is festival season. And so I just want to talk about a few of the other events that are happening in Swaddell and that we want people to go out and enjoy. The first big event of October is the Camellia City Smooth Jazz Festival. It's the inaugural festival. It's October 6th through 8th, and it's at the North Shore Harbor Center. We have people calling and coming in from around the state, from the region, and internationally that are coming to this festival. So this is going to be a great event. And, you know, we're really lucky to have it here in Swaddell, and we encourage all of our citizens to go out and support this inaugural event.
Well, that's awesome.
It's going to be wonderful for the community. It's almost like going to the first jazz festival. So
really?
This is just going to get bigger and bigger every year.
This is the first year for us.
First year, right.
And I understand the hotels are filling up and the restaurants are getting ready to support this.
That's what I hear. So we should have a lot of people coming in to hear some great music. So
that's great. What are those dates again?
It's going to be at the North Shore Harbor Center, October 6th through 8th.
6th through 8th, right. And there's a ticket at the door. Do we know what that is?
There is admission. I'm not quite sure of all that. It's not really our event. But if they go to if they Google North Shore Harbor Center or Camellia City Smooth Jazz Festival, I'm sure they'll find more information ticket information about that.
All the details are
That's
there.
That's right. Google is our friend.
There you go. Yes, he is.
So, and also in Old Town, Old Town Swaddell has many great events happening in October. The Swaddell Pumpkin Fest, which is sponsored by First United Methodist Church in Old Town Swaddell. The Pumpkin Fest is going to be October 7th, and that's another great family-friendly event.
Okay.
I know the Pumpkin Patch, they're getting ready for the pumpkins right now, so the pumpkins will be out there. Every year, my family has a tradition. Everybody picks out a pumpkin, and we all carve them and put them on the porch.
Oh, so fun. Yeah. So fun.
And it's amazing. Some of them will last for a while, and some of them don't even last to Halloween, but it's wonderful. But, you know, I have three kids, and last year we did a scary pumpkin that was my son, and we did a cat and something else, an artistic design with my two-year-old. So we're excited about that. We want to continue that tradition, and we get our pumpkins at the First United Methodist Church.
And it's amazing for our kids to know that pumpkin pies don't always come out of a can.
That's right.
Well, so, that's great.
And another event I'm really excited about I serve on the Old Town Swaddell Main Street Board.
Okay.
And so we have another inaugural event that's happening. It's called A Taste of Old Town Swaddell, and it's going to be October 25th through the 29th. They've partnered with different restaurants, so they're going to have – it's a ticketed event. There's different restaurants. There's going to be different wine pairings, beer pairings, and all kinds of wonderful, great food and events going on with that, including what I'm most excited about is October 25th. On Carey Street, there's going to be a farm-to-table meal.
Oh.
So really, really exciting. So I'm going to encourage everybody to visit atasteofoldtown.com.
What does that mean, farm-to-table meal?
Farm-to-table, the whole idea of farm-to-table is it goes directly from the farm to the table, you know?
Okay.
It's food that is raised on farms, and it goes straight to the table. So it's going to be, you know, it's kind of the
Is it kind of a pop culture thing?
It's local farms. They're all regional farms that are supplying all the food, so we're really excited, and all the Old Town restaurants are going to be preparing different courses for that.
Oh, awesome.
So, yeah. So, it's really exciting. I believe it's the first farm-to-table event that's happened here in Swaddell.
I've not heard of that before. It sounds like, for somebody like me who likes veggies, it sounds it's
not just veggies. It's all kinds of great food. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Most food comes from a farm in some form or fashion.
So. Yeah, I guess you're right.
You know, people should be prepared to have full tummies and, you know, to have a few good beverages, and they'll be very happy and they'll be excited. And we hope this is a really successful event, and it'll come back year after year.
Well, it sounds like with all these events and all of the food that goes along with it, I better start my diet now.
There you go. Diet now to prepare for later.
There you go.
That's A Taste of Old Town Swaddell, October 25th through 29th. And people can look for ticket information at atasteofoldtown.com.
Okay. Great. Sounds like a wonderful event.
Oh,
so
and that's
far.
That's not all.
Oh, come on
we
now.
We have one more. There's a lot of other events happening, you know, throughout Swaddell, but the Swaddell Antique Association's street fair is going to be October 28th through 29th. That's always a wonderful event. You know, we have tons of vendors take over the streets of Old Town. People antique shop, and I mean, there's all kinds of wonderful things. And you know, Christmas is almost around the corner, and you know, we're always kind of looking for, you know, for gifts here and there. We don't want to wait till the last minute, so that's a wonderful opportunity for people to start getting in the holiday/shopping mood.
There you
you
go.
Know.
Well, that's great. It's our family tradition. We always participate in that because it's just usually a great day out. Put a sun hat on and bring an appetite because there's all kind of good vendors out there.
Oh, great food, great music.
Oh yeah,
all kinds of great stuff. So.
Oh yeah, sounds great.
We are so blessed in Soto to have so many wonderful events.
Are there any websites we can go to where all this stuff kind of comes together, where we can see these different things? Does the Chamber have a website?
The city? East St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce has a wonderful website with all the community events. The best in the parish is through the St. Tammany Parish Tourist Commission.
Okay.
And that's LouisianaNorthShore.com. They have not only events in Swaddell, but throughout the parish. I use that site almost daily to see what's going on. And, of course, the city of Swaddell, all of our events are listed on our website, and that's myswaddell.com.
Okay. So LouisianaNorthShore.com.
LouisianaNorthShore.com, that's the Tourist Commission's website. And there's a wealth of information. They have a wonderful calendar of events that happen, you know, and all the annual events that happen every year.
So between that and myslidell.com.
In the Chamber of Commerce.
The Chamber.
They have a great calendar as well.
Well, great. So we encourage you to get on your computer, start planning out October. It's going to be a heavy month of good eating and good music and just good fun.
That's right.
And all of it's family focused.
It's all family friendly events, and you know, that's what our community is about. So,
well, I love living in Slidell and love all of the goodness that it brings to myself and my family and the people around me, and just wonderful place with wonderful events. And I really compliment you and the city on encouraging these things. It takes a cooperative city government to make all of this stuff work. Somebody's got to say yes. And looks like you guys are doing a great job to encourage people both in the city limits and outside the city limits.
Right, absolutely. You know, these events are great for our community, regardless of where they are, who plans them. You know, we have many great organizations who do wonderful things and have wonderful events. So we encourage people to just get out there and have fun and enjoy all these great events and support our local organizations.
Sounds great. Well, Alex, it's good talking to you again in October. We'll look forward to what you have for November. But for right now, we'll say thank you so much. Appreciate your time and all that you do every day, day in and day out, to make these things happen.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
And thank you, Slidell, for tuning in to Voices today here on Grace Radio. We want to hear from you. You can give us a call at 985-250-1037. You can leave a comment. You can send us a text. And if you have a question for Alex or something went by too quick and you didn't get the information, give us a call. We'll be glad to pass this information on to you. We'd encourage you to like us on Facebook, Grace Radio of Slidell. Also, check into our website, www.graceradioslidell.net. At that website, you can make tax-deductible donations where you can support this station. We need the support of folks just like you. And again, that number to call, 985-250-1037. Well, that's it for now. Join us again for Voices of Slidell Daily at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and get the flow of God's grace here in Slidell.